Today, we're going to be talking about the big crypto boom and how Miami is still the crypto capital. Miami is the crypto capital just because we say we are. All right. There's no statistics. There's no data. And there's no reason other than the people that come here claiming that we're the crypto capital. And that is a very Miami thing. And because of that is why we're taking the title. When crypto is booming, the people of Miami start acting differently. The people you meet start acting differently. The people that you see coming into the city start acting a certain way. It changes people. And just the same way animals go into hibernation is the same way the people of Miami that have invested in crypto behave when the market is down. They go into caves, they go hiding somewhere, you never hear from them. But when it starts booming right back up, they come out of the woodwork. Just sleeping. Let me give you some financial advice. All right. Are you still investing in cash? The financial markets will crash. You need to get into crypto. Let me show you why a 401k is the worst investment you can make. And let me tell you why Bitcoin will make you retire sooner than you think. And they're standing in front of a yacht. They're creating content all of a sudden. Right. So the years that crypto is down, no content. Or they're like a DJ or something. Multiple personality disorder. Right? When crypto is at its lowest, they got a gig somewhere, they're DJing, they're modeling. But when it shoots right back up, they delete all that, and then all of a sudden, they're financial advisors. Okay? That's the best thing about crypto boom. You're going to get a lot of financial advice that you didn't know you need. And most of the times when people talk about crypto, it doesn't really make a lot of sense, especially the people that start a tech business with crypto. Those are my favorite. Those are the kinds of people that, you know, they have like a floor in one of those co-working spaces and they're starting a tech company for Web3 and they start talking a bunch of jargon, but they look so confident talking about it that you can't help but think, I think this guy's onto something. They won't necessarily wear a suit and tie because they're new age entrepreneurs. So they wear more like a polo shirt and they just start talking so eloquently and charismatically that you have no choice but to think, should I be investing in whatever this guy's doing? But that guy is talking so well because he's selling investors absolutely nothing. So that when it crashes, you don't see it coming. The thing about crypto is it comes in and it goes right back out. You don't even know whether you're rich or broke until you look into your digital wallet. You have no idea what's going on. One day you wake up, it's gone. And that's what makes cryptocurrency so sexy, because it's transient money. You spend it all in one or you gain it all back in one. Another reason why Miami should be the crypto capital of the world is because every time you ask someone from Miami how to make more money, 9 times out of 10, they're going to tell you they want to do get rich quick schemes, scam, fraud, insurance fraud, drug sales, flipping houses, cockfighting in Hialeah, whatever it is. Every time you ask someone in Miami, hey, how would someone make more money? They just talk something illegal because that's what they see. That's what they were brought up in. So the same way we have that mentality here in our city is the same way we see cryptocurrency. If I invest in cryptocurrency today, you never know if I might get rich tomorrow. So let me go ahead and buy one of these tokens that have a little unicorn on it because you never know. Crypto changes people. Even if you don't know them, all of a sudden, they just start talking about it. You didn't even ask, but they just got to let you know that they have crypto. You can be at a restaurant. Do you know what kind of steak you want? I want my steak medium rare, but make sure you put the Bitcoin logo seared on top. And make sure it sizzles really loud as you bring it out so that the whole restaurant can see my Bitcoin steak. That's just how people are, man. And I don't blame them. You got to give credit to all these crypto people because they're extremely resilient. And that's admirable. These guys were holding on strong from all the scams, the bankruptcy, the fraud. And they were still there believing in themselves. You know how when you watch somebody that is very successful talk about their success? Back in the day, they had maybe 1 or 2 drawbacks in their life, right? Where they lost everything. Their family left them. They had nothing to their name. They lost the house. And then they started a successful business. And then they became a success. That's one success story. When you talk to a Bitcoin millionaire, They have 20 success stories. Because of all the times that they've lost everything and they came right back up. And so they have a pass when it comes to being arrogant. They deserve it. Why would you be low key about that? It happened overnight. You didn't even work for it. That's why crypto changes people, because you didn't work for that. All you did was put some money in when it was early in the beginning stage, and then bam, immediately you're rich. Your psychology didn't change with the work that it took for you to get that money. It's almost like you won the lottery, but with hardware and technology rather than a piece of paper that you fill in the little bubbles of your favorite numbers. My second favorite personality when crypto is back up are the people that you know are scammers that wear a leopard print tracksuit. They have on $5,000 Crocs on, and they look extremely comfortable. They almost look like they're always wearing pajamas. And they talk about how they figured something out in the crypto market that no one else has figured out. And then a bunch of people start pumping money into them. And we as outsiders, we see that guy. We're like, that guy's obviously scamming people. But the guy ended up raising $800,000? How did you do that? That's impressive. Because that guy was a scammer from the beginning and people still believed him. It's almost like we couldn't help it as people from Miami. We're like, this guy looks like someone that I want to be. This guy looks like someone that doesn't know what he's talking about, but maybe he will one day because of the way he comes off. He makes me feel comfortable in losing money. So shout out to the scammers out there. And I don't know what the next era of scammers would be. I don't know how they're going to look or how they're going to dress or what they're going to pitch, but that guy is not going to be the last. There's going to be many more in the horizon, and I'm excited to see who they are. Another personality that you meet in Miami when there's a crypto boom are the girls that all of a sudden find people that invest in crypto attractive. Doesn't matter how tall you are, doesn't matter how short you are, doesn't matter how arrogant you are, as long as you talk technicalities of what the crypto space is, it turns them on because of what they see online. You see, the thing is, when you invest in crypto and you got a lot of crypto, it does something to you. It changes you completely. You start acting a certain way. You start buying more VIP sections. You start taking photos of you doing big things, traveling, going to conferences. And the best thing about them is that they don't even know what you're talking about. They just want to be in the photo with you. Some say they're all going up because the value of the dollar is going down. The fear-mongering never works. And even if it did go down, we're going to figure it out. Of course, there's going to be some collateral damage. But, bro, there's a lot of ins and outs when it comes to the dollar. It's so big that your mind alone can't figure it out, okay? You need a team, and that team needs to be deep in the monetary system. You watching a YouTube video or watching Instagram isn't going to give you the answer. I guarantee you. All right? There's a lot of numbers, statistics, equations, economists. There's a lot of people involved trying to figure it out. Videos online isn't going to solve it or forecast it or predict it. It might happen. I'm not saying it's not. It might happen. But the fear-mongering online, it's just people that don't work in that field. The next one is the tourists that come to Miami when crypto is back up. They come off like they're here simply for the Bitcoin conference, but they do anything but that. I'm even surprised that they go and post videos of them in this conference when in reality, they're only there to say they're there. But it's more of an excuse to go there and then party everywhere else. Somebody that has a bunch of Bitcoin is going to fly here every time there's a Bitcoin conference. But when you look at their stories, they're not posting about the technology. They're not posting about the innovations of Web3. They're not posting about what it takes to be financially savvy in the crypto space. They're posting about them being at a nightclub. They're posting of them being at a dinner party, getting drunk with other millionaires and women that they didn't fly there with. When you fly in from any other place to the crypto capital during the Bitcoin conference, what you're really doing is just finding an excuse to tell people back home that you have Bitcoin. But I think it's great that Miami does have the Bitcoin conference, because that is what attracts all the Bitcoin people to come to our city to continue the label and definition that is the crypto capital. We need you here. Another person you can meet are the people that have cryptocurrency but don't know how to access it. either it was given to them as a tip by some multimillionaire that was flirting with you, or maybe they got a little drunk and just wanted to send you a little something. Maybe you were working the bathrooms and someone said, hey, I don't have Zelle or Cash App because I'm all crypto. Let me show you how to open a digital wallet. And then they send you something. And then you know you have a digital wallet somewhere, but you don't know how to access it. And so now they're looking at all the money that people are making and they're just scrambling. All of a sudden they're taking e-courses and going on YouTube on how to find their digital wallet. What's a seed phrase? What's Web3? What wallet do I have? Was it Coinbase? Was it Taurus? I don't know what I have anymore. And because of that mistake, they end up getting into the crypto sphere, making the label, the capital of cryptocurrency, even more prominent in our city. Shout out to all the people out there that post terrible content now that crypto is back up. I love what you create because what you're doing is you're showing off in a way that it doesn't matter to you or to the people watching. Because the only message you want to give out is that you have crypto. People are out there trying to put value in their content. People are out there trying to teach you something. They're out putting thirst traps. They're out there putting comedy videos. What do? You just post yourself in front of a Lamborghini and you say, it's a beautiful day. Tuesday afternoon, we're going out for a couple of drinks in my Lambo. Have a great day, everybody. God bless. That's all the video was. I love that because what you do is you give me the real motivation. You think I need somebody giving me a TED Talk? You think I need somebody giving me motivation using words of affirmation or making me see the brighter side of life or having gratitude or the spiritual people talk about manifesting? No, I don't need that. What I need is that guy that is acting like a complete douche on my timeline with all that money. And you're like, I gotta beat this guy. That's the real motivation. These people come out of nowhere and they just start insulting you. Pull out a wad of cash, be like, you still investing in cash? This is nothing to me. Cash is nothing. All right, I'm all on crypto. I'm all in. That money I just threw away, right into crypto as soon as I'm done with this video. What are you driving? A Honda Civic? Yes, sir. Look what I'm driving. Brand new. Lamborghini. The doors go up. Get your money right. And scene. The thing about young people now is that they're very smart because of the technology and the tools that are available. They're super smart. And when you're 10 years old and something like crypto goes up from like a dollar to $500 and you were smart enough to be like, I just made $20 mowing the lawn. Let me buy one of these things. And then when you reach your 20s, it's worth so much money. That is such a cool thing to do as a kid, man. Because for me, when I was a kid, I just wanted Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. I wanted a bike. I wanted to play Nintendo. There was nothing that gave me any sort of access to information like that. So when they're young and they got an iPad and they come across a video of someone talking about how much money they made, and they're going out selling lemonade in a lemonade stand. And they're like, I'm going to use this. And I'm going to see if I could buy some of that stuff that guy was talking about in that TikTok video. That's awesome. Because now there's 20-year-olds that are on Instagram and TikTok. And they're millionaires because of their investments when they were young. Like, they were smart enough to do that. So even though you go on TikTok and you're like, what's happening with the youth? Believe me, there's a small percentage of them out there that are probably even smarter than you. And they're doing big things with their money, all right? When they get an allowance, they're not out buying Coke cans from the bus. They're putting that into stuff because they know when they get older, they're going to get rich. And they are. Nothing makes me feel more like a failure than coming across a young kid that's a multimillionaire because he invested early. I was like, damn, I started investing in my late 20s, bro. When'd you start investing? When I was 9 years old. Damn. Shout out to the young kids out there, man. I see you. You got no experience in life, though. I win there. All right, you're out there being a millionaire. I have experience. I've seen some shit. I've been through it. When I make my money, I made sure I suffered for that shit. And no one can take that away from me. I win. That is why Miami is the crypto capital of the world. Not just because we have the most money in the crypto space in Miami. It's because of the people we attract. It's because of the culture we have. We want to get rich quick. We want to get rich. We want to show off we're rich. And why would we do it anywhere else in the world except in Miami? It's part of our identity. We can't stop. It's the way we are. Miami is a city where you show off. And how boring will the cryptocurrency space be if it was taken professionally? We already have enough old people talking about the importance of a retirement plan. All right. You already got that David Ramsey guy talking about getting out of debt and you got to save every dollar and work 80 hours a week. We already heard that. We don't need that no more. What we need is people showing off that they're rich. We need people that are rubbing it in our face. We need people that is living large, because Miami makes you want to be a better person. Back then, if you were rich, you'd own a house, you have a family, your kids are going to college, you saved up for your retirement, you got money in the bank, you work a nice salary job, you're wealthy. In Miami, that's not enough. That's boring. We're done with that lifestyle. And that's why Miami is the cryptocurrency capital of the world. Thank you very much for tuning into the Miami Comedy Podcast. If you like this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave some comments below on what you think about the crypto boom and how Miami is taking the title. I'll see you guys on the next episode.